man who knows what it takes to win a Queen Elizabeth, and just about every other Group 1 race in Australia is Hall of Fame trainer Lee Freedman, who is currently in lockdown in Singapore. Good morning, Lee. How are you going?
Michael, how are you? No, I'm fine, thanks. We're in lockdown, but we're all fine, and we're just watching a few. We're allowed to canter our horses around, so that's what we're doing.
Well, I was going to ask, what is the situation re-racing over there and I suppose the restrictions that have been put in place?
Well, yeah, there's fairly onerous restrictions been put in place from today through to notionally the 4th of May. Now, that may or may not be extended, we don't know. But at this stage, it's till the 4th of May, and then reassess things. And we're working split staff, so we're working skeleton staff every day, half the staff on, half the staff off, and we've had to revamp our work regime with the horses. So some are cantering one day and some are swimming, and then the other day we flip them around, do it the other way. So the horses are all getting exercised and fed and looked after, but no racing.
Would you be able to return to racing, as in having race meetings close to that May 4 date if it does come back, or would it then be a lag period of getting the horses back to fitness to race again?
Well, it's as everyone says at the moment, it's a fluid situation because, you know, it depends whether the COVID-19 situation worsens here. It had been very good, but there's been another flare-up, mainly with workers, Bangladeshi workers that are quite prevalent in Singapore, and they stay in dormitories, and there's been a big flare-up in a dormitory where there's about 16,000 guys living, so that hasn't been helpful at all. So I guess it's very much a situation of whether we can resume then. If we do, it'll probably be a situation that we would have been allowed to give the horses a bit of fast work in the last 2 weeks of the month, and if we haven't, it's probably going to take another month to get back to racing.
The whole world is suffering, clearly, with this, but from your point of view and the Singapore racing point of view, how much of an impact is this going to have?
Oh, look, it's very similar to Australia. I mean, every business is going to be impacted. Our businesses are impacted, and we're looking for some relief. But similarly, all our owners' businesses are being impacted too. Mm. So that it's a trickle-down effect right through the whole economy, and it's something we've never, none of us have ever encountered in our lifetime. But, you know, it's just a matter of dealing with it the best we can, getting the best result out of it we can, and hopefully, you know, at some stage in the near future, we're going to reopen racing because we were actually racing in a lockdown situation with no owners or visitors at all at the turf club, and it was working quite well. It was quite eerie to have a race meeting with no people there. But I think if Australia can keep it, it's a marvellous thing, you know, just if they cling to that, the racing. Because I can tell you from an expat living overseas, and I expect it to be the same in Australia, that with no live sport at the moment, it's just a fantastic thing to be able to watch a bit of good live racing and et cetera, et cetera. And I think it's probably keeping a lot of people pretty happy, you know.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And livelihoods on the line as well, Lee, as you would know only too well, especially here in Australia, with so many people's jobs dependent on it. From your personal situation, what's your future hold in Singapore? You just ride through this and the plan to keep on going?
Oh, look, I really haven't given it much thought. I've been here, you wouldn't believe it, come August I've been here 3 years, and it's passed very quickly, and it's been a great time. You know, I've enjoyed it. It's had its ups and downs, but it's been a great experience to have, and I really haven't given any, you know, large thought to what comes this year or next year. I mean, it's all been thrown into a cocked hat with this COVID thing, so I guess it's just a matter of wait and see with this and see where we end up.
The Singaporean government's very, very strict, and that's why they've been able to, until now, handle the situation very well. Have they put in compensation packages for, over there, which we're talking about in Australia, if there is a shutdown for participants as well?
Yes, they only advertised it last night that there's a 75% rebate of salary to local employees. In other words, Singaporeans who work for you in any business, the business will receive 75% of their salary. So that's going to be a big help. And we're very hopeful that the turf club will go back to the TOPE board and ask them for a little bit of a package too to help our owners out, so that, you know, everybody's got to get a little bit of a lick of the icy pole, haven't they?
And how do you see Australian racing getting through this period, Lee, and what it might look like on the other side? We've already seen prize money cuts and the carnival in Queensland's been taken away during the winter carnival, and we don't know where we'll be come spring, but how do you see the industry in the future?
Well, that's a very good question. I'm not sure. I think a lot of people would agree that there's a slight rationalisation and a spreading of the prize money forced by the situation is probably a good thing. I think it was getting too top heavy at one end over there, and the same big stables were getting most of the money out of that sort of thing, and that's not sustainable in any shape or form. So I think that'll be a good thing. I don't want to speak out of school, but I do know, you know, obviously I know a lot of trainers over there, and I don't think too many of them are doing too well other than, you know, the top 5%. And how this will impact upon them in terms of having to carry staff through a difficult period like this, and I just don't know. I think there's going to be a major shake-up in the sport in terms of the people who are doing it from the training angle. How that'll play out and how big that'll be will very much depend on how things go over the next 6 to 12 months. So I think that the most important thing, the most paramount important thing is that racing continues there, because at least it's giving owners and trainers and jockeys and everybody in racing an opportunity to earn a quid in a very difficult time. And we know there's so many people over there that have lost their jobs and, you know, have a very uncertain future because of this this dreadful situation with the virus. And it was somewhat unforeseen. It wasn't unforeseen in every area. I read an article from Bill Gates that forewarned about this 5 or 6 years ago. So, I mean, you know, bright guys like that obviously see things that we don't. And but it would be hard to imagine 6 months ago that the virus could bring the world almost to a standstill. Incredible. Mm.
Absolutely. And other than being able to do the light exercise with your horses, Lee, what is life for you like under lockdown?
Well, we're not really in a lockdown situation. It does start here today. This is the first day of an upgraded alert in terms of closing restaurants and bars, similarly to what's happened in Australia. We haven't had that until then, but there is there's a more severe reaction to their virus plans today, because and mainly about what I suggested earlier about the Bangladeshi and Pakistani workers over in the camps that have got the virus right through the camp. So that has altered things. We've pretty much played it like we're in lockdown. I've pretty much just come to work and then go home. We haven't been out anywhere in a month. It's just not worth the risk, you know, and we'll ride this through and hopefully we'll come out the other end and everyone will be fine.
Have you got the cellar well stocked?
Absolutely. Plenty of Netflix and red wine at the moment.
Very good. And you must be watching on proudly as Big Brother with what Anthony's been able to do in recent times, and the strike rate of the stable, especially in big races.
Yeah, look, it's been marvellous for them. You know, I think Sam is my nephew, his son, has sort of really engendered a bit of get up and go in him, and he's going great. I mean, the horse has been going great. Not so great lately, but I think, you know, the wet tracks have probably had a bit to do with that too.
Well, I did speak to Sam on the weekend, and he said that his dad is handling the self-isolation extremely well.
Well, one would imagine, because it would come quite naturally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Lee, good to catch up. Stay safe over there, and fingers crossed we can get racing back in Singapore, hopefully back sooner rather than later.
Yeah, you too, and to all my mates back there in the industry. And, you know, good luck. I hope you keep it open, and I hope to get back and see some good racing there in the near future.
Good on you, Lee. Lee Freeman, Hall of Fame trainer over in Singapore, where racing's currently in lockdown, and so is the whole of Singapore society. Let's talk about something good, because...